looking to collect a Republican seat for the first time since 1994 is Mike Rogers. He was in the Army, a businessman, worked in the FBI for several years, focusing on organized crime in Chicago, and represented Michigan, my district, actually, seven terms, 14 years, chaired the House Intelligence Committee. He's been around a bit. Mike, welcome back.
It is always good to be back, Steve. Thanks.
Sir, let me ask you this. I got to know two things. The FISA vote, and I'll get to that, but first, another $61 billion to Ukraine. People are just not impressed with it. $61 billion for Ukraine, $26, $27 billion for Israel, $8 billion for Taiwan, and God only knows what else, while our border remains wide open. Mike Johnson is under a lot of pressure because he said he would never do a deal without getting that border secured. The only leverage he had was what he just gave away. Would you have voted for this $61 billion, which apparently is going to happen today in the U.S. Senate?
Well, here's my... I would have loved to have seen the border attached to it. I think they absolutely should have attached some border provisions on that bill, without exception. They should have done that. I also would have pushed for a... and this was kind of a Trump elegant solution... keeping a tab, meaning that the money that would go to Ukraine, they're going to owe us back, like the lend-lease program we did in World War II. Those were the two provisions that I would have pushed for in the funding.
Neither
happened. You know, just neither one of them happened. I don't know if I would vacate him, though. The chaos means we don't get anything else done for a long period of time, and I don't think that's healthy. They should come back with something on the border and pass it, send it to the Senate. If I were the Speaker, that's what I'd do.
Right, but would you have supported this $95 billion? Would you, if you were a United States Senator today, would you support $95 billion for Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and anybody else?
Well, I would for this reason. Again, I would have pushed for those other provisions, so I wouldn't have given up on the fact that it should be money that gets paid back to us, number one. And number two, that there be border protections in there. And it can't be just money alone. That's what Biden wanted to do. He just wanted to put money on the border to hire more people to process more illegal immigrants and send them into the country. That's not an option. We need something different, and we need a triggering mechanism to force the president to not allow those folks to come into the country, like a remain in Mexico or, put people down there to adjudicate within 3 days, and 90% of them won't qualify to stay in the country. Those kinds of things I think are really, really important. So it's hard to say on a blanket vote. I will say this. I would rather send bullets and missiles than sons and daughters. And I say that as my son being the fourth generation military family.
Well, I appreciate that. But I will say this, as I've said to everybody. We can pump $500 billion in Ukraine. They are not going to win that war. And then we're going to get a bill for rebuilding Ukraine after they give up about three provinces on the east end of that country. We'll leave that there for now. What about FISA? Warrantless surveillance. We call that spying on American citizens. That also made it through with the help of Democrats and not a lot of Republicans through the House. What do you make of that?
Yeah, I'm very, very concerned about where the FBI has gotten to, number one. Very, very worried about the fact that they had not just one or two or ten, but thousands of their own rule violations in accessing information. And the big fight over the FISA was this thing called 702. And the reason that 702 came into existence is it's supposed to target foreign citizens, not U.S. citizens. And there was a provision that you could, if that person was in the country, let's just say a known terrorist was getting ready to cross the southern border in the northern part of Mexico, was making a call to its terrorist cell in Hamas, and that Hamas leader went to connect somebody inside the country and they didn't know who it was, there was an exception. You could get the call and then you'd have to go get some judicial thing to figure out what the content was. It wasn't anything about content. And so it seems to me the FBI completely abused that, and that needed to be fixed before
that. And that's an organization.
And I don't think it was.
Yeah, you remember that organization for a while. All right, so the last thing here, I mean, these are big topics, Mike. I know there's big things going on, all right? Because I think if this situation at Columbia and Yale and now the University of Michigan, we'll focus on Columbia right now. NYU, they tried to clear last night. It was a mess. The campus of Columbia University has pallets of bricks. Where do they show up from, these pallets of bricks? Magically, in the middle of campus now, just like they did in Minneapolis, as I recall, and elsewhere. It's not going to end well. The president of Columbia has failed miserably. The governor of New York has failed miserably. You've got anti-Semitism, racism on full display for all to see. Jewish students have fled the campus for fear of their safety. What do you do?
Well, you got to shut this stuff down, and you got to nip it in the bud. Now, this is pure and blatant anti-Semitism.
Yes.
And they need to have a conversation with these kids on campus that if you want to do a little history, you look a lot like 1938 before the Holocaust started, where they just slaughtered 6 million Jews for the sole purpose that they were Jewish. And they are promoting the same kind of ideology, and it's a little bit terrifying. When you talk, I have lots of Jewish friends here in the state of Michigan. You know, they're some of their kids are pulling out of school. Some of their kids can't leave the room for fear of being assaulted. I didn't think in my lifetime we'd get here. And so you can't allow it to happen. You have to disband them. There's protests, and then there's protests. This is not that. This is calling for the destruction and murder of people because they're Jews. You can't allow that on campus. That is not free speech. That is something more than that.
It's going to turn ugly here. It's going to be violent on the campus of Columbia. That is my prediction. We'll see if that happens. Hopefully not. Real quick, where's your website? Tell them quick.
RogersForSenate.com.
Mike Rogers, always a pleasure. Thank you for the conversation. Important things happening. That's why the election is so important, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Steve.
Really appreciate that you have it. Mike Rogers, I'll take a break and tell you about the cannibalism of Joe Biden's uncle. Okay.